DJW, W4DJW. How's it going?
Cat here in the little ball field here across from Ingles, walking the dog.
I go by there probably about every day. When I go by there, I think about flying airplanes in that field over there. I wonder if anybody would... if anybody would notice it, I guess you would. It's in your backyard.
It's kind of in my backyard, but there's plenty of trees between me and it. Some little short 20-foot trees.
Held, huh?
In the field on my handheld that they got for Christmas.
Because you're making it in, but it is kind of scratchy. Is that, what kind of output does it have?
8 watts, and that you still have the rubber duck on it.
Well, it is getting in, okay. You could crossband too from there. I've done that out in the car and around, and you know, I'm not going far, like over to Little Rebel. I can crossband over to my big antenna at the house from my car. But for you, that would be an easy trip for that handheld.
I have a Baofeng all the time to my truck radio. The problem is I can't remember then to turn the truck radio off, and then it stays on all night.
Well, during the morning, go click, click, click. Nothing happened when you try to start it up.
Looking on 610, happens on 440 something.
So it would be transmitting a lot. you're right. It would definitely run the battery down. Unless you put one of those things in there that senses voltage on the battery, and once it gets to a certain level, it just shuts it off.
Battery's old now. It's a 2014 battery. I think it's going to be the last year for it.
Really, really good. You probably won't be able to find another battery that good to replace it with when you do have to replace it.
You don't make stuff like they used to.
My 96 Toyota pickup, that's got the one that's got really, really low mileage. It's only 34,000 miles on it. Its first battery lasted, I don't know, about 15 years. Didn't get used that much, but it lasted a long time. Then I finally did have to replace it there.
I got me that hybrid back about a year ago, and so the truck's only goes out, you know, about once a week to the dump, a little short run, so I think that ain't helping the battery.
Are very expensive too, aren't they? What kind of hybrid?
A Honda Insight. You don't read much about it, but it's a good little car.
Replace the battery in it?
Yeah, about this one, but we only give like about 24 for the whole thing.
Well, hopefully the battery doesn't cost more than the car. My wife's Avalon, her first one, she's had like about 6 of those Avalons, and the one before this one, it made it to about 6 years old before we got her a new one. I think it was a 13 when we got her this new one last year. And I was getting worried. That's 7 years old. I was getting worried I was going to have to replace the battery in that thing. But didn't have to. It held up all that time.
For some reason, my gas mileage average is down about 6 miles per gallon in the wintertime, since I guess they changed the fuel blends. And to the summertime, man, I was up there 58, 60 miles per gallon.
Get fun of hers. I don't know how she does it, because when I drive it, it's like 40. 40 is still good. But she never gets in a hurry doing anything, walking or driving or anything. And I think that's why she gets such good gas mileages. She just doesn't get in a hurry for anything. The house could be on fire, and she'd be picking up stuff out of the room on her way out of the room.
Anymore riding down the road, and then depending on what little meter, you know, battery voltage meter you put up there, I make it a game just to see how high can I get it.
That view, the economy view, and it shows you when the battery is pushing the drivetrain, and when the drivetrain is pushing the battery, and when the engine is pushing the motor versus the battery, right, what the engine is doing. And she never uses it on that screen. And anytime I drive it, I flip it right over to that screen. And she says, "What are you watching?" I'm not telling her. I'm trying to control how much juice I take out of the engine. All right, I want juice going back and forth between the wheels and the battery, not the engine and the wheels. And she just rolls her eyes and goes on about her knitting.
Display, it's too entertaining.
So you got that right. I use the display where it shows the, you know, the little bar meter goes all the way across and says you, you know, you're averaging 90 miles per gallon. And that, and I realized that if you just back out of it for just a second and ease back into it, it'll switch back over to battery, and man, you can really rock the miles per gallon then.
Recognizing Glenn, but I didn't get what you said there, Glenn. Say that again.
Your display when you're moving, especially in city traffic, is almost too entertaining. Because you're always saying, okay, how can I get the battery to nudge the motor generator and shut off the internal combustion engine and put back? You get too engrossed watching it, you know, watch where you're driving.
It is kind of true. That is like texting and driving, because sometimes if you don't turn your turn signal on, when you change lanes, it will beep at you because it's about to approach. When you cross the dotted white line or the white line or the yellow line, when you cross any line, if you don't have your turn signal on, it thinks you're doing something wrong, so it starts yakking at you. And while I'm watching that, I'm approaching that center line or that edge line, and it starts beeping, and she says, you just don't know how to drive, do you? So you're right, Glenn. You're 100% right.
Watch the 5-minute bar graph of your last miles per gallon. That's less distracting.
You drift, the steering wheel vibrates.
I'll check. Oh, this is a 2007 model, Toyota Prius. The newer ones actually give you, a lot of the newer cars in general, they give you a warning, you know, when you're, I rented one of those once. You get, your rear view mirror starts flashing when there's a car next to you, you know, things like that.
Yeah, her car has the noise maker. We haven't had one. My airplanes that I fly, the transmitter that I fly, does that vibrating like the steering wheel. If you let the battery in the airplane get too low, it'll beep at you at first. And if you don't pay any attention to it and you forget that it beeped at you, then it'll start vibrating the transmitter in your hand. And it's like, get this thing out of the sky and land it now. That's pretty cool.
I just thought I'd chime in on that. Yeah, that's, and I've gotten this car in excess, maybe not this car, but this type of car, consistently over 50 miles per gallon. And on this one, I'm lucky to get 40. I don't think I drive any different, you know, it's hard to say. Well, I don't know, maybe I do. At that time, I might have been going up and down between here and, you know, the New York City area, which I guess is almost entirely highway driving. But you know what this is good for? When you're crawling along that section I call the gauntlet near JFK Airport, where it's like stop and go, stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. It's real good for that, because a lot of times it'll shut down the engine and you'll just like drift, glide forward on the electric motor. So you can go 100 feet and the engine never starts. But anyway, I didn't mean to jump in. I'll just let you two continue.
Anytime. You know, mine, if I only drove it in town, I'd be well over 60 consistently. But it's that getting out on the interstate, going up to Spartanburg, that docks it down into the low 50s.
Don't feel bad about joining in. That's what the thing is up there for. Like Ray said, it's up there to be used. So if somebody's talking, feel free to jump right in there. But I don't have one to drive regular enough to know the things you guys know. My wife does. My car doesn't have that. I'm getting to where I drive her car a little bit more than I used to. I used to not drive it at all because it didn't have a ham radio in it. I figured, what's the point? But she talked me into using it a few times now, and I'm kind of liking it.
Mine. It has a...
It's got gremlins in it. I mean,
coming up on cars that are stopped, it'll flash on the screen, brake, 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 or whatever. But does it every once in a while in a couple of spots on the interstate, and I can't figure out what triggers it because it doesn't do it all the time, and there's nothing there.
So there's weird electrical gremlins going on with this one. The other one I had was pretty much a perfect car.
Yow double.
Yeah, that was almost a perfect double. Glenn, go, and then Ken, go, because both of you had good, something good to say, and we missed all of it.
What was I trying to say? No, these Toyota hybrids were good cars. I had a 2005 Toyota Prius, and I had this one's a 2007. That one was like a perfect car. This one I'm having nothing but weird computer and electronic problems. There was a loose battery cable that I clamped back down again, but now I'm getting the disappearing dashboard thing, where all of a sudden you've got no instruments, you know, including no fuel gauge. And it also, for some reason, takes out the backup camera and the cruise control, so that problem is back again. This particular one's got electronic gremlins in it. I may look for something else by the next 6 to 12 months.
Find it. If you're coming up on something that's slower than you, you know, it flashes brake on the screen. And that, but there's a couple places on the interstate where it does it, but it doesn't do it all the time, and I don't know what the heck's triggering it.
Mine has that bad habit. I think that's part of the... Let me see if I got it. Every now and then, too. In fact, this brake light is on right now, and that's just because a guy was turning in front of me, and it didn't like how fast I was approaching him. And there's this place where I go up and over and around a curve at the same time, and there's a bank on the other side, and it can see that bank, and it looks to it like I'm about to hit that bank, but I'm really going around the curve. So think about it next time you do that. What's it look like to the car's sonar, LIDAR, radar, all that stuff up front that's watching what's going on? What is it seeing? What you see, you are human. It's a lot easier for you to figure out what's going on than it is for that machine to figure it out. And Gary, go ahead and pick it up. Jump in there, W4DJW.
Y'all carry on, be safe out there on the road. I'll see you a little bit later.
KF4DOS. You know, again, ultimately the problem with these cars is it makes it in some ways more reliable and a lot of ways less reliable. Is which of the 50 or more independent computer systems is going to try to act up this time? And I was surprised to learn that there are pretty much almost that many. So it's an embedded system. Yeah, I'm an old embedded system guy. It's an embedded system guy's nightmare.
Yeah, so when it does it, pretty much on a straight on the interstate. Although there is an overhead road sign. When it does it, but it doesn't do it every day. You would think if that was it would do it every day. Because I'm usually always in the same lane, same speed, and I just can't quite figure it out. But I'm enjoying it. I don't usually use all those things anyway, so that makes that a good thing.
Listen, have a good one. I enjoyed it today over at Bonnie's. And Ken, that think about a camera and all the different conditions, all the ways it can see things. It's got auto white balance sometimes, and sometimes on a cloudy day, what it can do for an auto white balance is something totally different than it can do on a really sunshiny day. Some sunshiny days it can see really, really good, and on a cloudy day, maybe not so good, or gray or overcast day, or I don't know. You know, and I'm just thinking about it from a way a software developer that would have written the code that gets the feedback from the sensor would have written it to interpret that code. And maybe he's looking at the whole screen and he's seeing how much white is in there, or how much dark is in there, or where the contrast is versus where his laser lines are. I don't know. I know mine does the same thing, and it's not the same. Like you said, it's not consistent. One time I can go around that bend and it doesn't see any danger at all. And the next time it's telling me, put the brakes on because you're about to run into a brick wall. And no, I'm not, and I'm fine. I just ignore it. But I think that will get better. I don't know if you have ever learned how AI learning, machine learning works, But I think the AI, they're going to start putting that in cars soon if they haven't already, and it's going to be able to start figuring that stuff out. That's just the way it works. It does it so many times, and it starts getting to where it can understand better, act more like a human in a real world than a machine. W4DJW.
I'm going to tell you guys to have an awesome evening and look forward to catching me another time and say 73, KN4TFW.
Good talking to you. And your handheld did fine on your walking the dog. So I don't know if you've got that feedback recorder yet or not, but they did a good job. Hey, and I'm in downtown Greenville where it's hard to hear. Anyway, take care. You too, Glenn. If I understood correctly, everything's scratchy for me in downtown Greenville. So if I understood correctly, you were headed out too. So have a good one. Enjoyed it. W4DJW Mobile.
KD2BNG. Always thanks for the conversation. And we'll talk to you.